Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on a really powerful jungle and old-school DNB move, ghosting a swing for that VHS rave color in Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about slamming everything off the grid and calling it groove. It's the opposite. We're aiming for that haunted, slightly unstable pocket where the drums and bass feel like they're breathing, wobbling, and shifting around the beat, but still hitting hard enough for the dance floor. Think of it like this. The kick and main snare are your anchor. Everything else is allowed to float, lean, smear, and drift a little. That's where the jungle magic lives. That's where you get the old tape pack energy, the smoky rave room feel, the subtle VHS warble that makes a loop feel hand-built instead of copy-pasted. So let's build this the right way. First, open a fresh Ableton Live 12 project and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 176 BPM, depending on whether you want more classic jungle bounce or darker modern DNB pressure. If you have a reference track, drop that in right away. Don't copy it. Just listen to the pocket. Listen to how busy it is, but also how much space it leaves. That balance is everything. Now set up three groups. Drums, bass, and effects or texture. That keeps the workflow clean and makes it easier to control the ghosting later. Start your drum loop with something simple and very controlled. Put in a kick, a snare on 2 and 4, a basic closed hat pattern, and maybe the chopped break layered on top. Keep it quantized at first. I know that sounds boring, but this is important. You need a rigid version before you can make it feel haunted. If you skip the clean version, you won't know how much swing you actually added. Now let's chop the break. Drag your break into simpler in slice mode, or load it into drum rack and slice it by transients. For jungle work, transient slicing is usually the fastest route because it catches those little details and lets you replace them musically. Make a 2-bar MIDI pattern from the strongest break accents first. Then start adding the ghost stuff. This is where the vibe starts to appear. Add a very quiet snare drag just before the main snare, maybe the 32nd note early. Add tiny hat ticks in the gaps between the main hits. Add a little pickup kick leading into the next bar. Keep these ghost elements low in velocity, around 10 to 35, while your main snare stays solid and confident, maybe in the 90 to 120 range. And here's a teacher note that matters a lot. When you're doing this style, space is part of the groove. Don't fill every 16th note. The missing hits are doing just as much work as the actual hits. In jungle, the ear hears the native space and fills it in emotionally. That's part of why it feels so alive. Now we can start applying swing, but we're going to do it carefully. Open the groove pool and choose a groove that has a subtle shuffle, or extract one from the break if it already has the right character. Don't crank it. Keep the groove amount light, maybe 10 to 35%, then get smarter with it. Apply more groove to the ghost hats, break slices, and little percussion hits, and keep the main kick and main snare much more rigid. That's the key idea here. Ghost a swing means the groove lives in the edges and shadows, not in the center of the beat. The core hits stay authoritative. The little details are what wobble. If the whole loop starts leaning too hard, don't immediately blame the groove. Sometimes the problem is the bass. In drum and bass, the low end should usually be the least drunk element in the mix. Keep that in mind. Next, let's add the VHS rave color. Create an audio track for texture and resample your drum loop. Then duplicate it and process the duplicate pretty hard. You're not trying to destroy the sound. You're trying to make a memory of it. On that texture layer, try an auto filter first. Roll off the low end, maybe somewhere around 120 to 250 HE. Add a little resonance if it helps the movement. Then add saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip-on. After that, bring in redux if you want a bit of digital age crackle and dust, but use it lightly. We're not making a lo-fi beat. We're making a haunted version of the groove. You can also fake tape wobble by automating small shifts in filter frequency or very gentle panning movement. Keep it subtle. If the listener notices the effect directly, it's probably too much. The best texture layers are felt more than heard. Blend this texture low under the main drums. Very low. Think atmosphere, not lead instrument. You want the ear to sense a little instability and a little history, not hear a giant effect sitting on top of the track. Now onto the bass. Because this is where the ghost swing really comes alive. For an old-school jungle or DNB foundation, a restyle bass works beautifully. You can build that in Waveatable or Operator, or even from resampled material. Start with a clean sub-layer, like a sign or triangle, and keep it mono and tight. Then layer a mid-bass with some detuned movement and harmonic grit. This split matters a lot. The sub is your anchor. The mid-layer is where you can be more expressive and a little late. Try programming the bass so it answers the drums instead of shadowing them. Let it hit after the snare in bar 1, then leave space in bar 2, then get a little busier in bars 3 and 4. That call and response phrasing is very old school, and it gives the groove personality. Now for the advanced part, offset some of the mid-bass notes by 10 to 30 milliseconds late. Not the sub, just the mid layer. That creates a really nice ghosted lean without wrecking the low-end stability. If you want to go even deeper, duplicate the bass into two tracks. Keep the sub clean, mono, and tightly quantized. Let the reese or distorted mid layer sit a little behind the beat and spread wider. That way the body of the bass stays solid while the character of the bass feels like it's dragging its feet, just a little bit in the best possible way. And remember, the bass doesn't need to swing hard, it just needs to imply swing. That's a big difference. Now add some ghost notes in the air. These can be little rim shots, filtered noise pops, short tom hits, or soft snare doubles. Put them in the cracks of the beat, usually just before a strong accent, and keep their velocities very low, maybe 5 to 25. Shorten their lengths aggressively too, so they don't blur the groove. A great old-school trick here is to duplicate the snare, low pass the duplicate, and place it just ahead of the main snare at very low volume. That gives you a tape-era pre-echo feel without needing a big obvious delay. It's like the groove is arriving a fraction of a second before it hits. You can also use clip envelopes for more personality. Open up the cutoff a little on some ghost hits, close it down on others, or vary the sample start very slightly, so repeated hits don't sound identical. Tiny variations like that make the loop feel hand-edited instead of mechanical. Now let's glue it together on the buses. Route the drums to a drum bus and the bass to a bass bus. On the drum bus, use light glue compressor settings, just enough to hold things together, not enough to flatten the groove. A little drum bus can add weight and attitude too, but be careful not to crush the ghost hits out of existence. If the compressor is pumping too hard, the micro timing disappears, and that's the whole point of the lesson gone. On the bass bus, keep the sub in mono and check compatibility often. Use sidechain compression only as much as needed to clear room for the kick. In this style, you want a subtle duck, not house music breath. The bass should stay present and dangerous. Now let's talk arrangement, because a loop is not a track. Build the intro with filtered break fragments and texture, then tease the groove before the full bass comes in. Let the drop arrive with confidence. After that, use switch-ups every 4 or 8 bars. Drop out the kick for half a bar. Remove a ghost layer. Add a fill. Bring back the low end with a little more bite. That contrast is what keeps the listener locked in. A really strong move is to use subtraction for tension. Don't just add more drums. Pull one element away for a moment. Let the space speak, then slam everything back in. That makes the return feel heavier. And once you've got a solid 8 bars, resample it. This is one of the best advanced moves in the whole process. Bounce your strongest groove to audio, chop it into phrases, reverse a tiny percussion fragment, filter a bass tail, replace one hit with a fresh ghost hit, and maybe add a dubby delay tail only at the phrase ends. That second generation version often sounds more authentic than the original because it inherits the imperfections of the first pass and adds new ones. That's very VHS rave. Copy the copy. Then lean into the character. Quick warning on common mistakes. Don't overswing everything. If every part of the drum kit is late, the groove falls apart. Keep one anchor element, usually the kick or the main snare, close to the grid. Don't let the sub bass get wide and blurry. Keep it centered and disciplined. Don't make the ghost notes too loud. They should be felt before they're heard. And don't use so much texture that it becomes the main event. Texture is seasoning. The drum and bass relationship is the meal. Here's a really good practice move before you move on. Build a simple 4-bar loop at 174 BPM with kick, snare, break, 4 ghost hits, a 2-layer bass, and a subtle VHS texture. Then bounce it, nudge one percussion hit a few milliseconds early or late, and compare the original and bounced versions at low volume and in mono. If the ghost motion still reads quietly, it's working. So the big idea today is this. Ghosting a swing is controlled instability. You're not making a sloppy groove. You're making a groove that feels alive, a little haunted, and full of tape-era movement. Keep the core tight, let the edges breathe, and use timing, velocity, and texture to imply motion without losing impact. If it sounds too clean, ghost it. If it sounds too messy, tighten the core and leave the swing in the shadows. That's the sweet spot. All right, load up your loop and start bending the grid.